This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Mike Johnson, Ali Mack, Squid Billy, Dylon, hanging out with you here on this Tuesday morning. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get to some Falcons offensive line content, some explosive play content here in about 2 minutes. I do got to tell you, and I brought this up to Ali this morning, Bo, this Instagram video hit my feed last night that blew my mind, and I'm going to have to look it back up and see what the source was. It was about tides, high tide and low tides. And this guy says, you know, it's one thing that people don't pay attention to enough. The fact that there's not actually high tide and low tide. The earth just rotating into the deeper water. And I was like, what?
What does that mean?
Okay.
So Isn't that what the tide is?
Yeah, yeah. So essentially what it is like the water's not rising and falling. We're just like the earth, the actual landmass is going underneath where the water already is.
It twisted my brain this morning.
Yeah. But isn't that...
So just picture the water.
That's what we're calling the tide, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just play ball with me for a minute, okay? I don't need Abe Gordon sitting over here.
I'm not
left.
Abe Gordon,
my point is that the water on the earth is like egg-shaped. And the landmass is just rotating underneath it.
Okay. But this is what they've called tide for years is what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that they didn't know this when they named it. I think they're like, well, we got to call it something. So we can't call it.
Well, the point is that the water's not coming up and down where you live. The water just exists where it stays.
The scientists named it that and they've known that. But us average Joes here have just kind of thought, I'm standing on the beach. The tide is coming
tide's
in and out.
Coming in. No, yeah.
That's
tide's
not
coming
the case.
In. It's like not the case. We're actually going towards it. We're just moving towards the tide. Blew my mind. I was sitting there listening to this
Where
video.
Who put this out?
You know, it was like Neil deGrasse Tyson or somebody. Yeah. I don't know. One of these scientists.
Okay. Well, those people have a tendency to just reword things just so they continue to be the smartest guy.
It worked on me.
What? Clearly did, but it's not working on me.
Would you like another one to blow your mind?
I'm sorry. I wasn't cool enough for Bo this morning. Go ahead.
So, if an alien species 65 million light years away looked at Earth with a telescope, they would see dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Wait, what? You're talking about 65 million years ago?
Because of light speed. Yeah, that's
Yeah, because of light speed.
No, I'm like, if an alien did it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would take that much time for the light of the dinosaur image to get to their telescope. Yeah, dude.
So they're looking right now, and they see dinosaurs.
Did the tide thing not get you, but this one does?
I'm not. So if there really was a thing as an alien, and he's in outer space somewhere right now, looking with a telescope,
yeah.
Why wouldn't he just see me, like, why wouldn't he just die before he gets to see me? Why would he see I don't understand why he would see dinosaurs.
He's 65 million light years away. He's seeing Littlefoot.
The light coming off of the dinosaurs, to take it long enough to travel to his telescope, would take 65 million years.
But my point is when he's looking through, the dinosaurs have been gone. Like, I don't, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they've been gone. That's the point, though. That's why it's crazy.
No. No, like, he would die before he saw something.
Again, how did the time thing not get you? But this one does. This is simple. This is Neil deGrasse Tyson telling you this again.
Well, clearly, I don't think much of him. Who put this out?
Reddit.
Yeah, see? More of my
There
speed.
You go. There you go.
Although, I don't believe this one.
I will say, and I hit my son with this one the other night. It's along this same topic. People don't realize how long dinosaurs lived, like, on Earth. And it said, like, my son was looking at this thing the other day because he loves dinosaurs. And it said the T-Rex lived closer to humans than it did the Stegosaurus.
Wait. Wait.
Like, T-Rex, in chronological order, we are closer to living to a T-Rex than the T-Rex is to the Stegosaurus. That's how far apart like, we just think of Stegosaurus and T-Rex just sipping out of water at the same time.
We're hanging out.
Well, no. Yeah, T-Rex would have killed Stegosaurus.
Okay, fine. But you're missing the point, Abe.
The point is
that it's crazy to think that there was that much time between those two dinosaurs. Like, they were here for a long freaking time.
And they were different. They were, like, to your point, they were different eras.
Yeah.
You know,
and Mesozoic and whatever else.
Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy.
There's a lot going on in that stuff that we don't really comprehend. Like, it's not all Jurassic Park.
The chronological calendar of the universe or the Earth. And, like, you know, humans didn't show up till 11:59 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Like, if it was a calendar year, you get all the way to December 31st, 11:59 p.m., that's when humans showed up. That's crazy.
I think we've been, again, this is where our culture has, you know, shaped us.
Please let us know.
We grew up thinking that the dinosaur era was Jurassic Park. Like, everything we know about dinosaurs has been shaped by Jurassic Park.
And there's another one about to come out.
I was going to say, we're on, like, what, the third trilogy?
Yeah this one's Scarlett Johansson, though, I think.
I'm stoked about
Scarlett Johansson? What happened to the Howard chick?
Yeah.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
She resigned. I mean, after you go through a situation like that, you probably quit your job.
All right. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say. The dinosaur. I was like, what happened in real life? I thought I was thinking real life when you said that.
I was just going to say, apparently Scarlett Johansson has always been a fan of Jurassic Park. She's always wanted to be in a Jurassic Park movie. So
I do, too. It's crazy. Me and her have so much in common.
Fulfill a dream.
Yeah, same. Same. Anyways, we got to go to some of the Falcons offensive line conversation. I've been wanting to have this conversation since this weekend. Dwayne Ledford during rookie minicamp visited with the media this past weekend. And, Bo, you and I had this conversation, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about Bijan Robinson and the explosive plays and how he can be able to get that done. I look back on guys like, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, being able to skinny up the safeties, kind of learn what to do once you get to the third level of the defense and create those long explosive plays, which, as good as Bijan has been, as good as this offense has been in the run game, we haven't seen that broken tackle at the third level that can lead to the 60-yard run, the 65-yard run, the 70. Dwayne Ledford kind of dove into this a little bit, and he started with talking about continuity along the offensive line. Here's Dwayne Ledford talking about the culture inside of that room.
It's fun. It's a good group of guys, and that's the one thing about it that you get excited about this part of it is just when you get in that room, what those guys have said as a foundation for our culture, like, it's exciting to be around, and you can't wait to get to work with them.
Yeah. You know what, and it brought back memories, me hearing that. I think you'll like this, of we had such a good group when I got drafted here. Todd McClure was obviously the leader of that group, loved Tyson Klebo to death, still talk to those guys all the time. Harvey Dahl, I overlapped with him for about a year. Blaylock, Sam Baker, those guys were so much fun. Will Svitek, those guys were so much fun to be around. And when you go back, and anybody that has talked to Todd McClure, if you've ever seen an interview with Todd McClure, he always tells you those last two or three years of his career were the best of his career. And not just because you had success, it was because the guys inside of that room, inside that locker room, had so much fun. I think a lot of Falcons fans remember back on that group of the nasty boys of Harvey Dahl and Tyson Klebo, and Todd McClure was part of that group. But I just love hearing Dwayne Ledford talk about the culture inside of that offensive line room, because usually that's the first thing to come when you talk about great offenses.
Yeah, and I think we go back and the 2010 season, what was so successful for the Falcons, that was the last year of what are they offensively? Like, as in, they were run first.
Yes,
then.
That was the malarkey,
and,
yes.
And that's actually what happened is that was, remember, I don't know if, I mean, the thought process outside was you went and got Julio in that next draft to make the offense explosive. Because
yeah.
remember, Julio's rookie year was 11.
Yep.
And that was actually what got Mularkey got is he didn't adapt to it the way that they thought he should. That was one of the reasons. And you know, when he, air quote, moved on. But that offensive line was the – everybody thought it was like Michael Turner. But to me, it started with y'all. And yeah. that was what set the tone for this team. And you talk about how good this room is, and there's one name that keeps coming to mind about there's one young name on this offensive line group that's going to enter the season, and it's Josh Gray from Oregon State. He's also from Rancho Cucamonga, California, which only thing I ever think of when I hear Rancho Cucamonga is next Friday. And yeah. So he grew up with Day-Day and Craig and Uncle Leroy. Or I don't that movie came on the day we watched it. But that's a guy that's going to that's a guy that has a chance to play anywhere on this offensive line. And we've talked about Ryan Neusel taking over the center. The reason you don't have any worries about Neusel taking over for this season at center is A, he did it for 8 games last year, but B, the group. And how good everything else is around him, and that Gray is a guy that you might cross train into that position if Neusel moves on after this year or the year after.
Yeah, and it's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not only to me, and like you said, we have 4.5 returning starters on the offensive line. You also have Kyle Hinton. You also got Storm Norton. You also have the depth behind those as well. And you
Hennessy
talk about that.
You named the other day.
Yeah, and Hennessy, again, I don't know what the future holds for him. I'm a big fan of Matt Hennessy. I think he fits a number of different roles, and he's cheap.
And
he knows what to do. So I think that there's always an option for him, and maybe that's a guy that they kind of bring along as well. Here's Dwayne Ledford, though, and this is where I want you guys to pay attention. How do we create more explosive touchdown runs?
It takes all 11. We talk about that. And so for us, how much longer can we strain? You know, just finishing blocks longer, being willing and able to strain longer than that guy in front of us. Seeing more guys downfield, you know, that's a big part of it. Like if we get an opportunity to get the second, third level, that's going to help us create explosive as well.
I distinctly remember, and I think you'll appreciate this, the first time I ever met Mike Mularkey. And he was really, he and Paul Boudreau were really the co-owners of this, talking about finishing down the field. It was like the biggest thing for Mike Mularkey. And I always credit him with this because I liked Mularkey. I love the way he ran things offensively, as did obviously a number of other people. But the first thing that happened when I walked into Mike Mularkey's office when I came on my visit to the Atlanta Falcons, he shows me video of the current offensive line and how on I think it was the Vikings, the very first play of the game, the Vikings defensive tackle is, you know, sprinting after the ball downfield. And as the tackle is being made, like still being made in front of him, this defense tackle from Minnesota is turning around looking behind him because he knows that the Falcons offensive line is coming for him at that point. It's 20 yards down the field. It's one of the first plays of the game. And Mike Mularkey is like, this is what we have established here. And this is what we want our culture to be. We want our offense. We want the defensive tackle to have turned on the film and know that we are coming for him down the field to finish this play. I love that about Mike Mularkey, and I love that about that group. And you always knew that those guys and Harvey Dahl and Ty McClure and all those guys, they were coming for you at some point down the field, and they were going to finish those blocks. I think that's what Delane Wedford's talking about.
That's what I loved about that team, and that's what something Arch and I have talked at about in length. And I remember your boy took over, Joe Hawley.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching a play, and I think it was in – oh, geez, it might have been Tampa. And the play is ending, and here comes Joe Hawley. I mean, just cleaning someone straight out.
Mm-hmm.
And it stalls a little bit of a fray, a little scrum there created because of it. And it was just like, I remember talking to Arch, and Arch is like, yeah, I mean, that's how you get that reputation. You don't blank with us. Yeah. That nastiness. You're nasty, but you're not... If nothing is wrong about what he did,
yeah,
it's the whole just head of the swivel. The play. You play to what? You play to the whistle.
Here's what Mike Smith used to say. You like this one? Play to the echo of the whistle, right? You play to the echo of the whistle. I used to love that coming out of him.
And that's how when you do is when you know. Remember when the training camp that was Hard Knocks at 14 seasons. We're not tough. We're soft. I'm not sure if you're still there for that speech. When it happened, or in the room where that happened, but it was like...
wasn't 14.
It was 13. Excuse me.
Yeah.
No, it was 14.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know.
And I remember, like, that team, that offensive line, never, ever got accused of that.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I love that, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.